Narrated Abdullah bin Ubaidullah bin Abi Mulaika, one of the daughters of Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, died at Mecca. We went to attend her funeral procession. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, and Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, were also present. I sat in between them, or said, I sat beside one of them. Then a man came and sat beside me. Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, said to Amr bin Uthman, will you not prohibit crying, as Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, has said? The dead person is tortured by the crying of his relatives. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, said, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, used to say so. Then he added, narrating, I accompanied Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, on a journey from Mecca till we reached Al-Bayda. There he saw some travelers in the shade of a samura, a kind of forest tree. He said to me, go and see who those travelers are. So I went and saw that one of them was Suhaib. I informed Umar about that, who then asked me to call him. So I went back to Suhaib and said to him, depart and proceed to the chief of the faithful believers. Later, when Umar was stabbed, Suhaib came weeping and saying, O my brother, O my friend. On this, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said to him, O Suhaib, are you weeping for me? While the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the deceased is punished because of the weeping with loud wailing of some of his relatives. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, added, when Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, died, I told that to Aisha, and she said, may Allah be merciful to Umar. By Allah, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, did not say that a believer is punished by the weeping, crying aloud, of his relatives. But he said, Allah increases the punishment of a disbeliever because of the weeping, crying aloud, of his relatives. Aisha further added, the Quran is sufficient for you to clear up this point. As Allah has stated, no bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. Quran chapter 6, verse 164. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, then said, only Allah makes to whom He wills laugh, and makes to whom He wills weep. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, did not say anything after that.